morning, all my dear listeners. Welcome to morning class from Coconut English. I'm Julia, as the saying goes, and now the morning is with you and Evelyn, so I'm hoping that you can spend a meaningful time here. We have a way of expressing a speaker want to say something can be understood if it thought about carefully. It's similar to saying, think it about and do understand. Let's listen to the following meaning situation or dialogue to get the expression. It happens between a couple who are talking about another couple. Why Carlos and Dave getting a divorce? Did you see Carlos' boyfriend? Come on, fill in the blanks. Obviously, the answer is fill in the blanks. The Chinese for it is 你猜猜看，你推测一下结局。Another situation dialogue let's look at. I can see the Jack as a new suit. Why? You tried to fill in the blanks. Oh, I get it. I bought it for his graduation ceremony.Here are some phrases which are worth making a calculation. Get a divorce. Come on. Buy something for. Graduation ceremony. Here are some questions prepared for you.You are required to answer them when finishing listening to the recording. The questions are as follows. Number 1. What happened between Carlos and Dave? Why does things go like this? Number 2. Does Mary know why? What does John ask her to do? Number 3.Well, does Rose find something new about Jack? Number 4. What does Richard do after hearing about Jack's new suit? Number 5. Why does Jack bring a new suit? Now listen. Dialogue 1.Why Carlos and Dave getting a divorce? Did you see Carlos' boyfriend? Come on, fill in the blanks. Dialogue 2. I can see that Jack has a new suit. Why? You tried to fill in the blanks. Oh, I get it. I bought it for his graduation ceremony. The suggestive answers are as follows. Number 1. Carlos and Dave are getting a divorce because Carlos has a boyfriend. Number 2. No, she doesn't. John asks Mary to fill in the blanks. Number 3. Rose finds the Jack as a new suit. Number 4.Because there is going to have a graduation ceremony, Jack will dress it for his graduation ceremony. Today, we've learned one short sentence used in spoken English. It is, somebody fills in the blank. Somebody fills in the blank. Another thing goes, another bird catches the worm. So what's your harvest for tomorrow morning?Please watch over our morning class. Let's call it a day. Thank you for your participation in today's study activity. See you next time. I think it's not your face as I dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even